Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
83 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Winter School, a recently renovated one-room schoolhouse in Lecompton, exploring the foundations of education through art and philosophy, with opening exhibition called History, Notice Me. Details at winterschool70.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We have news headlines coming your way in about 12 minutes. Coming up, we are going to talk about a very complicated situation involving the U.S. Supreme Court. They are going to be addressing whether the president has the authority to dismiss the heads of agencies that are protected by Congress. This sort of getting a speed run. It didn't have to go through this sort of intermediary court before they decided to take it. And they didn't officially decide to take it. They put it on something called the shadow docket we've been talking about a bit. It is quite complicated, but fortunately, Nina Totenberg will explain what is going on coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on KPR, One Station's Evening Classical Music with Destiny. Some colorful music tonight. Think purple, think blue. If you're joining us on KPR, two stations at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. 83 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Manhattan, 80 in Emporia. It is 6:20.
On Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cult. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It's 6:30.
Uses on the outer continental shelf. For NPR News, I'm Ben Burke in Providence.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach says Kansas has lost out on food assistance funding because the state withheld data from federal officials. But as Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's office says the program will not be disrupted.
Kobach said in a news release that the federal government has held back $10.4 million of funding because Kansas has not provided personal information about the state's food assistant recipients. But Kelly's office says the state will formally appeal, and that will automatically pause the decision, so the program will operate as normal during the appeal process. Kobach is also suing to force the state to hand over the data. State officials say turning over the information violates privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas lawmakers are now floating the idea of changing sports wagering so the state could collect more gambling revenue. The legislature legalized sports betting in 2022. The law lets private companies operating the state's four casinos contract with sports betting vendors like DraftKings and FanDuel. The state then taxes 10% of the casino's net revenue. In the first 3 years, sports wagering has earned the state about $36 million. Republican Senator Mike Thompson suggested the Kansas Lottery could contract with the vendors directly and cut out the casinos from the equation.
By changing the structure, the state's going to make a better, you know, more money for our taxpayers, which is the ultimate goal, and then the legislature decides where it all goes from there.
Kansas lottery officials say lawmakers could make that change when the casino's contracts end in 2027. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy this evening, clouding up a bit more overnight with a 60% chance of showers and storms after midnight. It's going to be humid with a low in the mid-60s, an 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s. A flood watch goes into effect at 1 a.m. and runs through tomorrow afternoon for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. You could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain overnight in a very short amount of time. So have a plan in mind in case flood warnings are issued. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call or knock on your door too early in the morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations tomorrow morning. Actually, Monday through Friday, each morning, you can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, wine, and craft cocktails. Open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday and Sunday brunch. Menus and more at culinariafoodandwine.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and a lot of other non-Lawrence frequencies all around the state. We're always streaming as well, wherever you go. If you have access to the web, you can stream us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
I just want to mention this flood watch one more time. Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties. If you're in Chanute, Cottonwood Falls, Iola, Fredonia, you have a chance of getting very heavy rain tonight. They're saying in general, rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches in a short amount of time. Isolated pockets could pick up even more. So now's the time to make your plan in case a flash flood warning is issued. But as of right now, they're giving you some heads up. Could be a whole lot of water in the forecast for you down in Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties overnight.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will be hearing with the latest national, international, and regional news. We will also have a feature from the Kansas News Service talking about an immigration detention facility out in Chase County. Special report from Zane Irwin. Join us here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, followed by some jazz. 60% chance of showers and storms after midnight tonight, and humid with a low in the mid-60s. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Trump administration says the active ingredient in Tylenol, acetaminophen, can increase the risk of autism when used during pregnancy. That's despite most scientific studies having found no causal link. Researchers have attributed an increase in diagnosed autism cases to greater awareness of the disorder. The Supreme Court is for now allowing President Trump to fire a Federal Trade Commission member as it prepares to hear the case. The FTC is a more than century-old agency designed to protect consumers. Rebecca Slaughter was its only Democratic member. As NPR's Nina Totenberg explains, at issue is whether the president has the authority to fire the heads of agencies that are protected by Congress.
Congress created the Federal Trade Commission and lots of other agencies to be multi-member, bipartisan regulatory agencies. And the Supreme Court in 1935 ruled against then-President Franklin Roosevelt and his claim that he could fire FTC commissioners at will. In a unanimous opinion, the court back then said Congress acted within its powers in declaring that a commissioner could not be fired for a policy difference and could only be fired for misconduct. But now, prodded by President Trump, the court's six-member conservative majority in an emergency order today seemed poised to remake the way independent agencies operate.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. The Trump administration is appealing a ruling that it cannot use the Alien Enemies Act to speed up deportations of people it says belong to a Venezuelan gang. A three-judge appeals court panel ruled against the administration. Now the White House is asking the full appeals court to hear the case. The administration argues the gang constitutes an invasion under the Alien Enemies Act. France, Canada, and several other countries have recognized a state of Palestine at a conference at the United Nations. Israel calls it a charade, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, says those who are recognizing Palestine as a state are simply rewarding Hamas, which attacked Israel 2 years ago and is still holding hostages.
This is a show, but what we are doing on the ground, that's for real.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is raising alarms not just about the offensive in Gaza City, but also about Israeli threats to annex parts of the West Bank, undermining any future Palestinian state.
And let's be clear, statehood for the Palestinians is a right, not a reward.
The U.S. and Israel boycotted the conference. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
Egypt's president has pardoned a prominent activist who has been in prison for most of the last 12 years. Alaa Abd El Fattah was a leading voice in the country's 2011 Arab Spring uprising and has gone on multiple hunger strikes behind bars. It's unclear when he will walk free. From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 22nd. Earth falls into a new season today, astronomically speaking. It's the September equinox, when the sun crosses the equator from north to south. It marks the start of autumn in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern hemisphere. On the equinoxes, neither the North Pole nor the South Pole tips toward the sun, so night and day are roughly the same length in both hemispheres, about 12 hours between sunrise and sunset. We say roughly because there are a couple of caveats. One is the way we calculate the times of sunrise and sunset. For the days to be truly equal, we'd have to mark the times when the sun is bisected by the horizon, half in view, half still hidden. But we don't. Instead, sunrise is the moment when the sun first peeks into view, and sunset is the moment when the limb of the sun drops from view. That adds a couple of minutes to the day. The other correction factor is Earth's atmosphere. It bends the sunlight above the horizon. So when we see the sun standing just atop the horizon, it's actually a little below it. That combination adds a few minutes to the equinox day. So at the equator, daylight lasts for 12 hours plus 6.5 minutes. At 30 degrees north, the latitude of Austin, it's 12 hours and 8 minutes. And at 60 degrees, roughly the latitude of Anchorage, it's 12 hours and 16 minutes. An extra dose of sunlight as we fall into autumn. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven String Quartet No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio with the Dover String Quartet, opening our Monday of Evening Classical together. Hello, everyone. I'm Destiny. Thank you so much for being here with me. I hope your Monday has been off to a great start. We had a fun weekend on Classics by Request on Saturday. Played some really interesting music that you all requested, so thank you so much for that. And in honor of Classics by Request, somebody requested that I play something Monday evening, perfectly fitting for Monday, Blue Monday by George Gershwin. Yes, so if you're feeling the Monday blues, hang tight. In about 7 minutes, you'll feel all better. I also have the most epic hour ender of all time. I can't wait for you to hear it. So your hint is what we're going to listen to right now. This is by Michael Torkey, and it's called Purple. It's the second movement of a three-part ballet, Ecstatic Orange, and the mood is sophisticated and lyrical. Torkey had an interest in jazz and dance, and so that is how he describes it himself. Let's see what you think. It's with David Zenman and the Baltimore Symphony, Michael Torkey's Purple, on KPR.
Thank you.
Michael Torkey's Purple here on KPR with David Zinman and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. I used to play with the Baltimore Symphony many, many moons ago. Well, that purple was your hint for what's to come at the end of the hour, something that has to do with purple, and it's epic. Something else that's epic, our live day. I can't believe it's almost upon us. Friday, October 24th. It's free. And guess what? Yours truly, me, Destiny, hi, is playing an evening of spooky tales and tunes. It's going to be live at the Lawrence Public Library, and we'll be broadcasting it on KPR. So if you would like to come meet me and see that I am a real person, you can do so. Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but we would like you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us, because last year it was standing room only. Holy guacamole. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need, and donations help give pets a second chance. More info at prairiepaws.org. All right, folks, in case you're having a blue Monday, this one's for you, by George Gershwin, with Katya and Marielle Lebeck on piano, on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Katya and Marielle Lebeck playing for us Gershwin's Blue Monday here on Kansas Public Radio. Hopefully your Monday's not too blue, and if it has been blue, hopefully that made it better. It's about to be purple. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. And KTW Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU Channel 11, local public television. Okay, are we ready? Well, on this day in 1966, Jimi Hendrix changed his name spelling from Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, to J-I-M-I. I love fun facts. And I have a classical music version of Nigel Kennedy playing Purple Haze. So I hope you find this to be as epic as I found it to be. It was actually one of the first things I played in high school as a string quartet when I was doing a talent show. I thought I was so cool. I am not as cool as Nigel Kennedy doing this, though. You enjoy it right now on KPR. We'll be right back.
This really is Kansas Public Radio, a classical music station, but I could not resist playing that for you. Nigel Kennedy, his version of Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix here on KPR to close out our hour tonight. Classics Live is up next. I'm Destiny. See you tomorrow.
You know that Morning Edition keeps you up to date on the news, but did you know it might help you find a new hobby?
People go beachcombing for lots of different things. Shells, rocks, driftwood. We're after sea glass.
We also bring you stories that make you smile.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls and jazz.
Join us weekday mornings for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert with guest conductor Rafael Cipriano that features some of the most emotional and passionate orchestral music, that kind used in movies. From their Hollywood concert, now the Topeka Symphony is starting off with themes used in the 1992 movie based on James Fenimore Cooper's book, The Last of the Mohicans. the Topeka Symphony in this Hollywood concert. We've just heard Trevor Jones and Randy Edelman's themes from The Last of the Mohicans with some inspiration from Dougie MacLean. Next, the memory of a deep Russian winter in Lara's theme from the film Dr. Zhivago. Maurice Jarre's music from the 1965 movie of Dr. Zhivago, based on the novel by Boris Pasternak. Next, from the Star Wars series, here's John Williams, Across the Stars. Thank you. Across the Stars, used in Star Wars Episode II, one of the prequels, as the background music to the love story. Music next is a famous theme, much more famous than the movie was. Unchained Melody, a great tune with the great title that makes you imagine that it's someone's love which is so powerful it's off the chain. But actually, it was used as the love music from a B-movie that was called Unchained. It was a 1955 film about a medium security prison. The theme didn't have a name, but people liked it, so it was just referenced as the Unchained Melody, which became its title. Next, the Topeka Symphony is led by guest conductor Rafael Cipriano and some spicy music by James Horner from The Mask of Zorro. music of romance and adventure. James Horner's music from the film The Mask of Zorro. Here's one of the themes now from a 1960s British movie called The Mission. Called Gabriel's Oboe by the great Italian film composer Ennio Morricone, used in a film called The Mission. Next, a true classic from Casablanca. The Topeka Symphony, playing as time goes by Herbert Hupfield. Now a few themes from James Horner's score for Titanic. Various scenes brought to mind with a suite from James Horner's music for Titanic. Now the concluding number for tonight's Hollywood concert with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Could you hear some of the audience singing along to Henry Mancini's Moon River, a wistful song from Breakfast at Tiffany's? All of tonight's selections in this Topeka Symphony Hollywood concert wherein noted arrangements for full symphonic orchestra. The guest conductor was Raffaele Cipriano, who is an Italian conductor, vocal coach, and composer. He studied with international masters in Padua and Venice, coming to Kansas City in 2015, to get his doctorate in orchestral conducting. You can find out more about the Topeka Symphony's current season at topekasymphony.org. Chuck Smith was our audio engineer, and I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed this concert here at White Concert Hall in Washburn University. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording, this time from our live performance studio. Larry Carter, pianist, playing Tuneful Nightingale from his recent album, English Piano. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through the 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through the 21st and the 25th through the 28th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. You can hear us through KANU, KANU HD1, Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City through FM 91.5, plus KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump announced the Food and Drug Administration will notify doctors that pregnant women should not take Tylenol, saying it increases the risk of autism in babies. The maker of Tylenol released a statement defending the over-the-counter drug as safe for expectant mothers. But speaking at the White House today, Trump says he's convinced the link exists.
For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. That's, for instance, in cases of extremely high fever that you feel you can't tough it out.
This is the administration's latest move questioning the science of commonly used medications, from vaccines to abortion pills. Autism affects 1 in 31 children in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Researchers have attributed an increase in diagnosed autism cases to greater awareness of the disorder. In an emergency order today, the Supreme Court allowed President Trump to fire the last remaining Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's action today is technically temporary, since the justices said they will hear arguments in the case in December. But every indication is that the conservative court majority will use the case to reverse a major Supreme Court precedent dating back nearly a century. In 1935, the court ruled unanimously that Congress acted within its authority in declaring that a commissioner could only be fired for misconduct, not for a policy disagreement. Although that ruling was reaffirmed multiple times, the court's current six-member conservative majority appears poised to overturn a precedent that for 90 years has ensured that federal agencies are run by multi-member and bipartisan boards. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Charlie Kirk founded Turning Point USA in 2012 when he was just 18 years old. After his assassination, NPR's Elena Moore reports on what might be next for the conservative organization.
Charlie Kirk was part political activist, part media personality. It's a job no single person can take over, says Turning Point spokesman Andrew Colvett.
I think that would be the worst way to analyze this situation.
So he says Kirk's team is stepping up.
The right way to analyze this situation is to say, what can I do? And I will tell you, it's a total refrain in the office right now. It's like, what would Charlie have wanted in this moment?
Last week, Erica Kirk, his widow, became the new CEO of the organization. She's pledged to continue Turning Point's on-campus events and keep airing Kirk's popular podcast, which since his death has been hosted by a slew of prominent right-wing leaders, along with Vice President J.D. Vance. Elena Moore, NPR News, Phoenix, Arizona.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 66 points today to 46,381. From Washington, this is NPR. Authorities in the Eastern European nation of Moldova have conducted 250 raids and detained dozens of people as part of an investigation into an alleged Russia-backed plan to incite mass riots. The raids targeted more than 100 people. Moldovans are set to elect a new 101-seat legislature later this week. Many view the election as a choice between European Union membership or closer ties with Russia. More packaged shrimp sold in grocery stores across the country are being recalled because of potential radioactive contamination, NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
This new recall follows a safety alert issued by the Food and Drug Administration last month and is part of an ongoing investigation of potential contamination of cooked and frozen shrimp imported from an Indonesian company. The FDA says the risk appears to be small. No illnesses have been reported, but the FDA says consumers should not eat the shrimp and either dispose of or return the product for a refund. The recall by Seattle-based Aquastar Corporation involves nearly 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp because of possible contamination by a radioactive isotope. The products were sold between June 12th and September 17th at Kroger and other grocery stores in more than 30 states. Tyler Snyder, NPR News.
NASA introduced its new astronauts today to help explore the moon and possibly Mars. The group of 10 scientists, engineers, and test pilots were chosen from more than 8,000 applicants. There were more women than men in a NASA astronaut class for the first time. The group will undergo 2 years of training before becoming eligible for spaceflight. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Thank you. tenor saxophonist Sam Dillon here on KPR, playing the classic Cole Porter number, I Love You. That's on Sam's new album, My Ideal, opening up tonight's Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. David Hazeltine, Alexander Claffey, Rodney Green, piano, bass, and drums with Sam Dillon. I'm Bob McWilliams, and always a treat to share the music with you, and thank you so much for joining me. We're going to hear from the new one by the Christian McBride Big Band. There's a whole bunch of guest singers on the album. We'll be hearing Cecile McLaurin-Solvant. And coming up a little later from the Vinyl Vault, a small group swing session from 1959, led by tenor saxophonist Bud Johnson. Right now, the Russian emigre Alex Sepiagin on trumpet. His new album is called Reverberations, and it's his version of the Billy Strayhorn piece Upper Manhattan Medical Group. Alex Sepiagin on Kansas Public Radio.